San Francisco State College, where this week educational activities were at a standstill. But everybody was busy running around and shouting. Dr. S.I. Hayakawa, acting president of the college and a noted linguist, drew on his vast vocabulary to address the rioting students. "Get the hell out of here," is what he said. This seems to be a good time for The Straight Life by Bobby Goldsboro.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of balls, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. Once in a while in my mind I go bumming, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. Playing a game in my mind.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Monitor regional reports. This weekend, focusing on student unrest. Not since the free speech movement at the University of California at Berkeley back in 1964 have colleges and university campuses in California been rocked by so much violence. Here's a report from Gene DiCardo in San Francisco.
Almost all of the 9 university campuses and the 19 state colleges have been affected in some degree or another in the past few weeks. By far the hardest hit has been San Francisco State. There, the 18,000 student campus has been rocked by pitch battles with police, rowdy assaults in the administration building, and daily disruptive attacks on classrooms. In the past month, there have been scores of arrests, dozens of persons injured, some seriously, a string of faculty and student suspensions. Police have had to resort to firing shots into the air and squirting mace to control surging mobs. Damage to buildings and equipment has been extensive. Cost in extra police manpower has been generally estimated at $30,000 a day. For a short period, the campus was closed down. Then it reopened last Monday under a new acting president, the college's third in just 6 months, famed semanticist S.I. Hayakawa. His second day on campus, several dozen student militants crashed into the administration building demanding an audience.
Come out and help those people! Come out and put my people!
Every day this past week, demonstrating students led by the Black Student Union and Third World Liberation Front kept up the pressure. First, an illegal rally of forces on the campus, then a march in the ad building to throw rocks and insults. The current disturbances involve minority students, blacks, and Latin Americans joined by the radical Students for a Democratic Society. At SF State, 10 complex demands, most having to do with ethnic programs and faculty. Friday, the college's harried new president offered peace proposals to the strikers, but he would not accede to demands for amnesty and ordering police off campus.
I had no intention of interfering with the processes of investigation and administration of discipline which have already been announced. There is freedom on this campus to discuss anything I have said. If there are disturbances created, police will be called upon as usual.
Muddying the already troubled waters, sudden intervention by the city's Negro community leaders. One wealthy publisher, Carlton Goodlett, was arrested Thursday at SF State. Released on his own recognizance, he appeared again Friday to repeat public sympathy for striking students. Mayor Joseph Alioto, siding with President Hayakawa, declared the issues at state are becoming more and more obscure.
None of us has ever believed that a police solution was the final solution to the problems of San Francisco State. We realized that we were dealing with educational issues that were of some importance. And the peculiar thing about this whole matter is that the educational issues were largely agreed to by most of the parties a long time ago. So the strike has really been come, and the action on the campus has been mixed up with issues that aren't really germane to what we have been talking about.
More problems. 250 union teachers at SF State now claim strike authorization from their National American Federation of Teachers. That's about 20% of the campus faculty. And Monday, when classes resume at State, dissident students have already promised an escalation of strike efforts. During the weekend, they're seeking union and ghetto support, and administrators seem no closer to a solution. This is Gene DiCardo in San Francisco, reporting for Monitor.
Monitor Regional Reports. This weekend, surveying the college campus and its problems all across the country.
Don't forget your FTD florist.
My FTD florist?
Reserve Christmas flowers now. He'll deliver them on time.
A new one by Sandler and Young. Life is.
Life is what you do.
Life is what you do.
While you're waiting to die.
While you're waiting to die.
Life is all the time.
Jolly song. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. I suppose dying is what you do when you're tired waiting. Later this evening, there'll be an NBC News Second Sunday program titled 1968, Year of Revolution. It was a fun year. This program will explore campus unrest, changes taking place in police work, the sexual revolution, and the tremendous advances in medicine, such as heart transplants. Dr. Christian Barnard will be heard on that subject. Listen to 1968, Year of Revolution, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
thousands of people throughout the United States who have created problems due to excessive gambling have found the strength to quit by joining Gamblers Anonymous. This nonprofit fellowship can give you help if you have this problem. Please call Murray Hill 97500 or write to Gamblers Anonymous. Post Office Box 292, Jamaica, New York, 11431. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high. Hi, my name is Charlie Brown. I'm here on WNBC Radio 66, weekdays from 3 until 7 p.m. If you dig talent and personality, hip music, the latest weather and traffic reports, join me while I listen to the Big Wilson Show every morning.
WNBC Radio 66, New York.
Dionne Warwick on monitor, her new one. Yesterday I heard the rain.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came to pursue me. Shut my eyes, face up to the skies, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame. Yesterday
Monitor's new film critic is Gene Shalit. He writes on what's happening in the performing arts for Journal's Journal in the Ladies' Home Journal. And he has a column in Look magazine. Here on his first critical weekend is Gene Shalit.
Can you imagine Rock Hudson in a picture without a single girl? Not even Doris Day? But here he is with an all-male cast in Ice Station Zebra, an onrushing submarine adventure picture under the ice to the Arctic. Ice Station Zebra is the code name for a military weather station at the North Pole. The Americans and British want to get there before the Russians, and the Russians want to get there before Rock Hudson. Because whatever else you think about them, the Russians are smart enough to know that nobody beats Rock Hudson in a movie. In this movie, Hudson is the commander of an American nuclear submarine. His orders are to get two spies and a landing of Marines to Ice Station Zebra. Rock doesn't really know whose side the spies are on, why they want to get to the Pole, and what they're even doing on his submarine. One is Patrick McGoohan, an underwater undercover British agent who can shoot his way out of any situation as long as he swigs a shot beforehand. He gives the strongest performance in the picture. Ernest Borgnine is a Russian traitor, now working for the British. As a Russian, Borgnine is a bad actor. And then there's Jim Brown as the Marine captain. Brown is the former football star, and he's not an actor at all. This is a very long picture, and virtually the whole first half takes place aboard the submarine. It's so crowded that there's very little physical movement, yet the story's packed with action. Because you really care what's going on, and you're mystified by who is really who. You not only share the tension of the men inside the sub, you get an outside fisheye view as the sub bumps against the underwater ice walls. The trick in running a submarine is knowing how to get it down, and more important, as far as I'm concerned, how to get it up again. Rock Hudson is not always successful in either of these maneuvers, which gives the picture a lot of its suspense. When we finally make it to Zebra, everybody begins running around with guns, Russian troops parachute from their planes, and finally we find out who the bad guy is, and the story turns tedious. But despite the ending, Ice Station Zebra is a terrific adventure picture, especially for the kids. The destination is dull, but getting there is all the fun. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
Clinches century division title. Buffalo in line to draft O.J. Simpson. Frank Messer will have the stories behind those headlines, plus all the latest scores, next up on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by AT&T, the people who run your anything, anytime, anywhere network.
Do you think I could send my designs all over the world just by...
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings. I mean, pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Frank Messer.
Thanks, Henry. On the Monitor Pro Football scoreboard, first, the NFL. Cleveland clinched the Century Division title by winning its eighth in a row, a 24-21 come-from-behind victory over Washington. The Browns will meet Dallas for the Eastern Conference Championship in Cleveland on December 21st. Trailing 14-7 at the half, Cleveland tied it in the third period on Leroy Kelly's 19th touchdown of the season, a one-yard plunge. The TD was set up by an earlier 25-yard dash by Kelly. A 20-yard field goal by Don Cockcroft with 13 seconds gone in the final period put the Browns ahead, and a 38-yard touchdown pass from Bill Nelson to Paul Warfield sealed the victory. St. Louis finished second in the Century Division by downing New York 28-21 in a wild game. Willis Crenshaw ran for three touchdowns, including one for 66 yards. The Giants' Fran Tarkenton completed two long TD passes, a 73-yarder to Homer Jones and a 68-yarder to Joe Morrison. The Cards nailed down the win at 7:23 of the final period on Crenshaw's third score, a two-yard dash, after Lonnie Sanders intercepted Tarkenton. After going seven games without a victory, Detroit finally broke into the win column with a 24-7 romp over Atlanta. Bill Munson collaborated with Billy Gambrell on three payoff pitches, good for 26, 23, and 7 yards. Philadelphia won its second game of the season, downing New Orleans 29-17 in what was billed as the Boycott Bowl. An independent committee of fans in Philadelphia had asked other fans to stay away in protest against the regime of Eagle coach general manager Joe Q. Herrick. But better than 57,000 turned out in Franklin Field, which seats 60,000. USC's Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson says he wants to play pro football in the NFL and on the coast, Los Angeles or San Francisco. But he's headed for Buffalo of the AFL. The Bills, with the worst record in pro football, just one victory, won the right to pick first in next month's draft when Philadelphia won its second game of the season today. However, Buffalo coach Harvey Johnson said today he wasn't sure the Bills would take Simpson, and no decision will be reached until after the bowl games when he sits down with Buffalo owner Ralph Wilson. And that is the late sports news.
Latest by the Boohoo Marimba Band, Flying High. Oh, dear, time's up, and I was just getting to enjoy it. Morgan from Monitor, NBC News on the Hour is next. Why leave your family unprovided for against the uncertainties of the future? Open a trust savings account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York. Name on the account those you wish to provide for, your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, anyone. While living, you have complete control of your savings at the Dime, just like a regular savings account, to deposit or withdraw at will. But there is this big difference. With a Dime Trust Savings Account, if anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named, and money grows faster at the Dime. Based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, for example, $5,000 grows to over $10,000 in 14 years before taxes, an increase of 100%. Why not start your account today at the Dime? Don't put it off for another minute. For postage-free forms to open your account at the Dime, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
You have an appointment with Dr. Joyce Brothers. Weeknights. 7:45 to 9 on WNBC Radio 66, New York.